Well, I'm sure many of you pray for me for various reasons. I encourage you to pray me through this sermon so I don't hack my head off. And bear with me as I do this once in a while. And thanks to Gretchen, who is an expert copper, who lent me some of her cough drops as well. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The title of our message this morning is, What a Way to Die. Based on our reading today from Acts chapter 6 and 7, particularly these verses. Then they cast him out of the city and stoned him. And as they were stoning Stephen, he called out, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And falling to his knees, he cried out with a loud voice, Lord, do not hold this against them. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. I encourage you to follow the sermon outline that's provided for you on the handout you received at the back of the church building as we consider our theme, What a Way to Die. What a way to die. Today's message is about the death of the first Christian martyr. A martyr is a person who gives their life because of their faith in Christ. Stephen, who was a deacon, a leader in the early church in Jerusalem. From our text from Acts chapter 6 and 7, it says he fell asleep. That's a biblical way to say that he died in Jesus. Well, if you could choose the way you die, what would you choose? Actually, I have discussed at least three different scenarios with Beverly. Study number one. I know Ryan will appreciate this one. It's a warm afternoon at the ballpark. The game has just ended. Our team has won. I finish off a hot dog and one of my favorite beverages. And I lean quietly into Beverly's arms. Study number two. It's an early morning. I have just finished a glorious 10 to 15 mile run just as the sun is setting. And the Lord takes me home. Study number three. In this pulpit, I have just preached a glorious, rousing gospel sermon. And ended my sermon as I do every Sunday. In the name of Jesus, amen. And then I take my seat and go to meet my Lord. Well, if you could choose the way you die, what way would you choose? Stephen, the first Christian martyr, was stoned to death. What a way to die. He died as the stones that were thrown crushed the life from his very body. His trial was a farce. False witnesses had been set up ahead of time to bear false testimony against him. He was convicted before he had a chance to speak one word. But when he spoke with power. And he spoke God's truth. And his enemies said, he must be silenced. The mob was loud and vicious. They dragged him out of town. Soon stones were striking him. And it didn't take long to kill him. What a way to die. He didn't deserve it. He was a good man, a leader in the new Christian church. Why were his enemies so angry that they executed him in this way? His crime, if you could call it a crime, was standing up for Jesus in public. He told others about Jesus. He proclaimed Christ as the Savior of the world. He who had died upon the cross and risen from the grave for all people. He declared that Jesus Christ was the way, the truth, and the life, and the only way to heaven. And that those who deny him would once upon a time face God's divine judgments. That was his crime. You see, standing up for Jesus in public brings attack. And it's true today. Have you heard of a man named Bill McCartney and the Promise Keepers organization? The Promise Keepers is a Christian organization Bill McCartney started to help men be the Christian husbands and fathers God calls them to be. But McCartney has been attacked physically and verbally countless times from powerful feminists and other political groups because of his old-fashioned values. Have you heard of Reggie White? Former Green Bay Packer football player. The enforcer. When this man stood up and spoke out about against homosexual practices, he was attacked by the media, both for his statements and because of his Christian faith. James Dobson and his organization, Focus on the Family, is a TV, book, and ministry that focuses upon solid Christian family values. His Colorado headquarters have been vandalized and broken into countless times, and Dobson has received well-publicized threats and lawsuits. And believe it or not, just last week, I read about a young man named Justin Bieber. Oh, I saw Shannon look up. Anybody who has teenage girls knows Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber is probably right now the most famous young teenage singer and entertainer in the world. Justin Bieber is also Roman Catholic. And when he was recently interviewed in a talk show and asked his opinion upon abortion, he said the killing of a baby was just not right. In all forms of media, he was brutally attacked for speaking such an ignorant opinion in public. But common people today are also attacked for their faith. Maybe not stoned like Stephen, but I recently read of a nurse who has a habit of wearing a cross necklace to work in the hospital, and she was told, if you don't take it off, it could cost you your job. And I read of a public school teacher who was warned, and I quote, quit talking to your students about Jesus or your contract will not be renewed. Yes, standing up for Jesus still brings attack. And for some, it brings death. Those who study such things tell us, this might be hard to believe, but those who study such things tell us that more people have been martyred, that is, killed because of their Christian faith, in the last 100 years than all the 2,000 years before. In today's sermon text from Acts 6 and 7, look at Stephen. And watch how he dies. What a way to die. The text. But Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God. And Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And as they were stoning him, Stephen cried out, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And, Lord, do not hold this against them. Stephen looks beyond his soon coming death. And he sees Jesus in heaven waiting for him. In the face of death, and the face of attack for our faith, we look to Jesus. But looking at Jesus was not all that Stephen did. He testifies of Jesus. Go home today, oh, if you must, after the hockey game. But go home today and read for yourselves Acts chapter 6 and Acts chapter 7. Find in these chapters Stephen's testimony. You'll learn that he could have saved his own life if he had kept quiet about his faith in Jesus. But he spoke up. And my friends, we are called to speak up today. Oh, how our messed up, confused, and sinful world needs the message of God's love for all sinners in Jesus Christ our Lord. Oh, how you and I today are needed to stand up for God's truth. Tiger, our new brother in Christ and sister, as you return home to China, as you're taking care of mother and father, as you're returning to your legal practices, stand up for Jesus. People in your land and ours need the good news of Christ. The courage to confess our faith doesn't come from inside ourselves. The courage to confess our faith only comes from Him who stands at the right hand of God the Father in heaven, Jesus Christ our Lord, who has Stephen in his dying words tells us, Jesus is at the right hand of the Father, even now, interceding for us. My friends, keep looking. Keep looking how Stephen dies. As the stones are killing him, he entrusts his soul to his Lord and he forgives his killers. Attacked or dying, we trust and we forgive. Revenge is not the way of the Christian. Now, even the secular, godless media was forced to recognize this some years ago and report it. Maybe you remember the event. On the east coast of the USA is an Amish community. The Amish are a group of very traditional and very old-fashioned Christian people who have shunned the modern world and its appliances and all its gadgets and gizmos. In this particular Amish community, a number of their children were murdered. And the reporting media were amazed and spoke their amazement over the microphones into the TV screen at the reaction of these Christian people to the senseless deaths of their children. Why the amazement? Because these dear people on a public stage publicly forgave and prayed for the murder of their children. And reporters kept asking into the TV screen, how could they forgive? How could they pray for their murderer? Well, here's how they could do it. The love of Jesus in a person's life makes a difference in the way they live, makes a difference in the way they die. Look again at Stephen, loved by Jesus, testifying to him, and praying for his executioners. What a way to die. He knew that Jesus died upon the cross for his sins. He knew that Jesus rose from the Easter tomb for his sanctification, justification, eternal salvation. And this gave Stephen God's peace and God's power, even as the stones flew. My friends, these aren't easy days in which to be a Christian either. You're going to take some lumps for your Christian faith in your home, at your job, in your school, in your sports team, in your neighborhood, on our society. Confessing Jesus and standing up for God's truth is not a bed of roses. But in life or death, as was the case for Stephen, we are the Lord's beloved. Jesus is your Savior. He was crucified and risen for you. He invites you to put your trust into His hands. And as you do, He stands at the right hand of the Father in heaven, interceding for you, and will one day welcome you home. So, if we could choose the way we die, may we die like Stephen, eyes fixed on Jesus, mouths speaking of Jesus and forgiving those who attack us, and hearts resting in His loving strength. What a way to die, and what a way to live from now unto life everlasting. In the name of Jesus. Amen. We now worship our Lord with His offering.